Hello, welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast number 161. Happy 2020. Another new decade has come upon us, and here we are providing more and more instrumental surf music from around the world. I will continue to share with you new releases in the world of surf. However, every once in a while, I will share with you a gem or two from days gone past. Such is the case for today's show. I'm opening the show with the Torquays and their album Return Engagement. In fact, this is one of two giveaways for today's podcast. The other is Jay Hardkey's new release, Jay Hardkey and the Irregulars. It comes to you on gold vinyl. So stay tuned for that a little bit later in the podcast. But for now, I have the Torquays Return Engagement CD. This was given to me by a man who goes by the moniker of Moby Duck. He got these at the Surf Guitar 101 convention this last August. He graciously gave them to me to give away. So I have two Torquay CDs, one today, one on the next podcast. The Torquays are a very traditional looking and sounding band. They are no longer with us. My heart breaks to say that because I really enjoyed the Torquays. This CD was put out by Golly G Records back in 2003. It is a collection of original-only Torquay tunes from their first two out-of-print albums, A Date with the Torquays and Road Trip. The song I'm going to start the show off with is called Undertow. It's a live rendition. This is just a really cool album. To win this CD, all you have to do is tell me where the original Torquays came from and who are the two gentlemen that started the band. Pretty simple, straightforward stuff, right? Let's see if I can get five people interested in this CD. Be the fifth person to contact me regarding the Torquays, who and where things got started, and I'll ship this out to you via the U.S. mail. Thanks for listening to A Day at the Beach podcast. It's 161. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you. This time I want to congratulate the winners from Podcast 160's giveaways. I had three, actually. Jay Hardkey had sent me four albums, actually. I'm giving three of them away. One is for me. Two of them went to Obi Don. He lives out in Ridgecrest, California. And also Gary in New York. They both came in with answers really close to each other, so I decided to give them each one of Jay Hardkey's albums. Also, I gave away Three Balls of Fire Chrome and Water CD, and that went out to a guy by the name of Sidecar Bob. He lives just north of Toronto, Canada, over there in Ontario. Congratulations to the three winners for the giveaways on podcast number 160. Speaking of Ontario, Canada, you just heard the Obsidians. They come from Ottawa. And you heard Selenite Stomp from a self-titled EP. Before that, it was Eldanka from Finland doing SF Surf from their new album, Rusty Treasure. New album from Eldanka, giving us that Rautalanka sound out of Finland. And the show got started with the Torquays from their album Return Engagement, which I am giving away 25 songs on this album, and all the songs are very traditional surf sounding. I do want to mention that all the background music is coming from the Torquays Return Engagement CD. Up next is a band from Portland, Oregon called Wave Sauce. They're heavy on the theremin. It's a really cool sound. This album goes back to 2014. However, I just got it within the past couple months. I'm playing the title track to their LP, Stop, Go. This is Wave Sauce. We'll be right back. Those were the Supertones with a cut from their brand new LP, Unknown, and other hits from Outer Space. And the song I played was Antares. Tim Sullivan and company have been around forever and have put out oodles of albums. That's a lot, by the way, oodles. Before that, a band called Dreben. They're from Germany, and they put out a little six-song EP called Y2K19. The song you heard was S.A.M. And the set started off with a title track from Wavesauce and their LP Stop Go. Well, up next is Jay Hardkey and the Irregulars. Jay was kind enough to send me four albums, actual vinyl albums. They are gold-colored. If you want to see a picture of it, just go to my Facebook page called Beach Podcast and you can see it right there. It's pretty cool looking. The song I'm going to play is Desconocida. This new album is 14 songs, 4 are vocals. I want you to tell me who the guest vocalists are on this LP, and I will mail that album out to you anywhere in the United States. Good luck winning it. Be the first one to contact me with the answer to that question. Who are the vocalists on the album by Jay Hardkey and the Irregulars? Here's one of the instrumental songs off that album, Desconocida. Thank you. certainly not a surf band, but putting out some very cool instrumental music. You just heard Double Knot Spy Car. They come out of the LA area and they just put out a new album called Moof, M-O-O-F. The song I played was Jupiter Sunspot, and it features the guitar work of Sarah Artizzoni. She's out of Italy, and she is an incredible guitarist. You might want to check out her music on Bandcamp. Before Double Knot Spy Car, we heard another cut from the Halibut's new release, Hangin' 14. I played The Man from Halibut. Before that, it was Voodoo Surf Tribe out of the UK. I played El Fantasma Negro, and that comes from the Sleaze EP. And Jay Hardkey and the Irregulars started the set with Desconocida. Again, self-titled album, yours for the taking, if you want it, and you're the first one to respond. My name is Clint Beachwood. This is podcast number 161. And up next, Rick Payne and Don Simpson got together, sort of reformed the Marauders surf band, and they have an album that's not quite yet released. They're calling it Midnight Mayhem, and the song up next is called Foothill Boulevard. Thank you. Well, you just heard a band that put out just an incredible album a few years ago. The album is The Phantom Dragsters at Tiki Horror Island. Every song on this is just incredible, and I just love this album. Wish I would have found out about it in 2016 when it was first released. Regardless, the name of the song is Dark Sea by The Phantom Dragsters. Before that, another band from the UK, Reading, England, to be more specific. Horse Rock is the name of the band. I played Rasputin from an EP called Pony M. And then the Marauders started the set off with Foothill Boulevard. I'm going to wrap the show up with the M Squad doing the theme to Get Carter. The album is Live on the Sunset Strip, and it's kind of a lengthy song, running right around 8 minutes. In closing, I'd like to thank Rick Wilkinson, as always, for the web space. Not only for the web space, but he also does the computer programming that makes this podcast possible. He had to do a little extra work this time around because we needed a new page for the podcast, since number 160 filled up the old one, and it's time for a new page with 161. So thanks, Rick, for the additional time out of your very busy schedule. I appreciate it. Hopefully the listeners to the podcast appreciate it also. So let's wrap this up with the M Squad. We'll wrap up the year and bring in a new one, and hope you have a happy new year. Be safe, and we'll see you in 2020. Adios, everybody. Thank you.